I'm Michelle Easty, and joining me today is the Copper Basin 300 Sled Dog Race president of the board and race manager, Jason Sievers. Thanks for joining me today, Jason. We've got the race coming up this weekend, and I appreciate you taking some time out. I know it's busy this time of the year.
Hey, not a problem. It's busy, but it's busy for everybody, and we're looking forward to a great race.
Well, we had our deep freeze last weekend, and it looks like this weekend's maybe going to be a little bit better, maybe just right for mushing.
Yes, it should be. The temperature looks like it's going to be low teens, something like that, below, and so it's probably pretty good mushing weather. It's the 40 below that's coming up this week. I don't know if everybody's looking forward to, but it's supposed to be a good weekend for the mushing.
Well, it's called the toughest 300 miles in Alaska for a reason, so we got to give them a little bit of
something
to make it tough. All right, well, let's go ahead and we'll give the basics, and then we'll look at the trail. I know there's some different stuff coming up, but the race this year is starting in downtown Glen Allen.
Yes, starting right here in front of KCAM at 10 o'clock on Saturday in the morning.
All right, so you'll be setting up Friday as registration is going on.
Yes.
At the American Legion Hall, so there'll be a buzz of activity.
Oh, yeah, there'll be dog teams arriving throughout the day. I think vet checks start at 9, and food drops start at 8 up at the old Prince William Sound Community College up there on the hill. But as far as, yes, the teams will be arriving for the vet checks all day on Friday, and then we have the Meet the Mushers. Mm-hmm. Open house up at Prince William Sound up here at the high school, at the school complex, and it's going to be a great busy day.
That's always fun to get to meet the mushers.
Yes.
And, you know, they love to talk about their dogs especially,
yeah.
So just a great time for the community to come out and get up close and personal with some of the dogs,
right.
Teams, and ask questions of,
yeah,
the mushers and stuff.
Yeah, we're going to do a meet and greet with the mushers, Ryan Olson, who's run this race before, and, you know, she's a pretty predominant musher in the mushing community. She's going to be up there, and she's going to do a presentation, questions and answers type of thing. And so she does a great job. She's a great people person.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Yep, and she's a former champion,
yes,
of the Copper Basin 300.
Yep.
So 4 o'clock Friday afternoon at Prince William Sound College. So let's look at the trail. That's something that's different. The direction of the trail is changing. Tell,
yes,
us about that.
So this year we decided to do a little bit something different. We've ran the same route, and we decided to go back a little bit to the old days of the trail where we ran clockwise and counterclockwise.
So it used to switch back and,
yes,
forth.
Yes, it used to switch,
right,
back and forth. And so this year we're going to go back to running clockwise. We're going to leave Glen Allen. It's going to go up the Richardson Highway just before the Gulcana Bridge, cut up across the Cindy Trail, drop back down to the Glen Highway there on the Ewan Trail at 180, and then run all the way out through Tulsona to Point Lodge at Lake Louise.
So will people be able to see them on the Glen Highway for a little ways there?
They'll be able to see them going up the Richardson and also going out the Glen.
Okay.
You should be able to see them on both highways on Saturday morning.
Okay, cool.
Great. Yeah.
That's one of the neat things about this race is that it is so spectator friendly.
Right. Yeah, and it's a big draw to our community because of that, because you can actually watch the teams go in and come go out and come in on the finish line. So.
So then people can go to, is Tulsona a checkpoint?
Tulsona's not a checkpoint this year.
The first checkpoint then would be
Point Lodge.
Point Lodge
at Lake Louise.
Louise.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And then from there they're going out through the back country, back out across Fish Lake and on over to Sourdough Campground. BLM has opened up the campground again for us, and the BLM and OTNA representatives and volunteers have got that location taken care of as far as volunteers, and they're doing a great job out there. They've done it for the last 3 or 4 years, and just they do a tremendous job for that remote location. Sometimes it's amazing to see the work and the ingenuity that those guys put into putting a checkpoint together out on the middle of the river, basically.
Yeah, that is kind of a difficult checkpoint, and yet it seems to be a favorite for,
yeah,
some.
Yeah, it is. You never know what you're going to get there. You know, it's the coldest part of the race at places,
yep,
and at times, but you know, you get the river crossing, you get all that, and the dog teams are there, and they're looking forward to a good place to bed down there.
Cool. All right, so from Sourdough, they'll go on to
Myers Lake. Myers Lake Roadhouse.
Okay.
And that's a great checkpoint up there. Those folks do a tremendous job up, mm-hmm, there. And we've got volunteers from the Park Service helping out up there and other people, other folks that are helping out. And that's a good checkpoint because, you know, there's a warm place to be.
Yes. And food.
Yeah, there's food. And the Point Lodge is also, you know, you can sit inside and watch the teams come across the lake there at Lake Louise. But, yes, Myers Lake is a great checkpoint. And we appreciate those kind folks keeping the place open for us so we could have a warm place to be able to get into after, especially after sourdough.
Absolutely. Now, usually they're to Myers Lake on Sunday.
Yes.
Is that, do you think that'll still be about right?
They'll be coming in there, I'm thinking Sunday night.
Into Monday. Later than usual.
Into Monday, yes, because the mileage is kind of working out a little bit different. It's almost a halfway point, I would say, but it works out. So I think they'll be in there. My fault. So they'll be in there Sunday night, Monday morning.
Okay, all right. So. And after Myers Lake.
Myers Lake, they cross the notorious hump.
Uh-huh.
We rode that last week and had some trouble getting across it. There's about 4 or 5 feet of snow up there in some places, and that was a challenge, but we were getting the trail put in over the hump, and then they go over to Chistochina at the Red Eagle Lodge there in Chistochina.
Okay, and from there then they head back to...
Through Glen Allen, or to Glen Allen to the Old Pass Baptist Church.
All right, sounds good.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned a little bit about the trail, lots of snow up there on the mountain. Is there plenty of snow everywhere else?
There's good snow everywhere else. It's a little bare coming out of Chisto, running through the ditch line. Doesn't seem like the Gacona Chisto area has got as much snow as other places across the valley has, but there's still good snow levels there. It is what it is, and you have to take what you can get there.
Is everything frozen over that needs to be?
We believe so.
At this point,
at this point, from day to day. That's the upper Gacona River is, it's not froze over yet. We've got an ice bridge that we're hoping will hold. And so, we're taking some supplies up there in case we do have issues where we can put a bridge across if we need to.
Now, how do you do? Are you out there every day? Is somebody out there running the trail every day, or how often are you out there?
For the last 2 weeks, we've had people out there pretty much every day on the trail. Jamie Kemp is doing a great job as trail boss, making sure the trail is getting put in. He's got his section. Other people have their sections. And so for the last 2 weeks, I would say pretty much every day there's been people out somewhere on the trail, making sure it gets in and gets staked and is ready to go for the race.
Now, there's something special about this year's trail riding because you've got a couple of new snow machines.
Yeah.
Tell us about what's special about those.
For the last years that I've been involved with the race, you know, individuals have had to volunteer their machines. And we've had a musher and a huge volunteer who passed away about 2 years ago, I believe it was, Joel Switzer. And Joel, his estate, left the race money to purchase two brand new snow machines, and that has been a huge asset. That way people are not having to throw out their, you know, or put out their own machines. We have a couple machines that the race can say, hey, go take those out, ride those, and it helps with putting the trail in, but it's also it's a huge benefit for Joel's estate, Joel Switzer's family and his estate, to be able to donate. And we appreciate it. We greatly appreciate all that he's done for the race, mm-hmm. and he's continuing to do for the race.
Yeah, he put hours and hours into it, and he would have known that how needed those are. And and just to have new machines out there and to know that they're going to be reliable
is
important.
Those new machines, I was riding one the other day, and they're already about 500, 600 miles on them, so they're getting used.
Hang on tight.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, we appreciate the Switzer family for doing that.
Oh, yes, we do.
Yep. All right, so that is the trails. Are there volunteer opportunities that are still out there, or you got everything covered?
Oh, no. We could use volunteers. I don't think you ever have everything covered when it's a 300-mile race, but, you know, we need volunteers at Race Central. Just people man the phones, help us out there. We need volunteers at the start, getting the dog teams across the highway here from the Caribou Hotel over here into the starting chute. And
so no experience necessary.
No experience necessary. We can help you out, learn what you need to, you know, learn you and teach you what you need to do. And, there's volunteers needed at checkpoints. And that's basically you stand there and, you see a team come in, you mark them in, make sure they got their gear in and, sign them out. And we need road crossing people. I know there's a road crossing at Myers Lake. There's a road crossing at Chistochina. And so there'll be places where people, if you you're looking for an event to help out, something to do this weekend, we can find a place for you to work.
And you can get up and close and personal with the dogs and the mushers. Or if you want to be someplace warm, you don't want to be outside in the cold, Race Central is a good place to do that. And that is manned 24-7 till the race is over.
That's manned 24-7. It's going to stay at American Legion. And last year we kind of moved it, but it's going to stay at American Legion. It's going to stay open 24-7. And that's the kind of the plan that we're going to go with this year is and so there's people that are needed there later in the evening to man the phones. And we want to keep it open because if there's ever an issue, if there's a spot, you know, if Musher has an issue, their spot tracker, it automatically goes to Race Central. And so we have to have somebody there at all times to be able to pick up whatever that emergency may be and be able to get somebody out there to them.
Okay. And also that is the officials from the checkpoints are calling in with the who has come and gone.
Right.
And that's how the communication gets sent out on the web and on the radio and all that.
Yes. So it's important that we have people there because, like you said, it is the communication hub for the race.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, lots of opportunities for people to be involved, and I hope that folks will take us up on that. And always a fun time. Great to see the teams coming in on Friday and just the excitement of the dogs and the mushers and the community.
Right.
Jason, I know you've been involved in this race for a number of years now. Why do you stay in the race?
Well, I get asked that question. I asked myself that question, digging myself out of a snowbank the other day. I was asked. It's just a great community event. It really is. It's a way to be involved in the community and just you get to meet so many different people. And you get an opportunity to meet and to interact with people that we necessarily may not get to if they didn't come to this area to run this race. And so it's a huge asset for our community. And we like to keep it that way. I'd like to see it continue on as a huge part of this community every winter.
All right. Well, if somebody wants to get involved as a volunteer or maybe even inquire about being on the board or other ways that they can help out, what's the best way to do that? Through the website?
Through the website. There is a place on the website at the cb300.com that they can go there. They hit the link. I believe it says volunteer. Mm-hmm. And they can sign up that way. They can email the race at copperbasin300@gmail.com. And we can get that get put to the right person on the board and they'll get send it out to, you know, whoever it needs to go to as far as where they want to volunteer at. And so, yeah, there's 38 mushers coming, 23 veterans, 15 rookies. And it's going to be an exciting weekend for all these guys coming out.
Yep. And, you know, they get competitive, even though a lot of these teams are the veterans are coming to train teams for the Quest or the Iditarod. They get pretty competitive with one another, and that's always fun to see the camaraderie and yet the competition as well.
It is fun to watch. And just to sit back and watch them interact with each other is always – it's interesting for me. You know, the only dog I've ever owned is a golden retriever. And so
you haven't quite gotten into the
I have not gotten
spirit
into
yet.
That. No. It's fun to just watch those guys interact with each other and just the camaraderie, like you said, that they have amongst themselves. And there's people who do this race, mushers who have done this race for years, who love this community. They love the Copper River Basin. And they like to be a part of it every year.
Yeah. Well, we look forward to another successful Copper Basin 300 starting this Saturday, 10 o'clock, right outside the KCAM studios in downtown Glen Allen. You can't miss it. There'll be a lot of dogs barking.
Yeah, so. There'll be a lot of dogs. And we want to say thank you to all of our sponsors. We have a huge amount of sponsors. We could always use more sponsors, but we have some great corporate and individual sponsors within this community that step up every year. They donate money, and they donate supplies, they donate goods and services for this race. And we could not do the race without the sponsors that we have here within the Copper River Basin. And so thank you to the sponsors. Thank you to each one of them. There's a whole list of them that we have, and I would miss somebody if I started trying to recite them. And so I just want to say as a board member, as a president, thank you for your support for the race.
It truly is a community event.
It truly is, yes.
Absolutely. All right, well, we'll see everybody out there. We'll be live on KCAM, 10 o'clock Saturday morning. And then whenever the finish is, we'll be there. And hourly updates throughout the race. Jason Severs, thank you for your time on the board and for your time today.
Thank you, Michelle. Appreciate it.